It's Easter weekend. Hope you're relaxing, spending time with the family, maybe checking off your to-do list around the house while you're off. And if you've got questions, Lou's got some answers. And he's here live till 10 right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
In your Easter bonnet.
7:11 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show on Easter weekend. Happy Passover to those of you that celebrated Passover yesterday, and happy Easter to those that are celebrating Easter tomorrow. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is being sponsored by Espoma Organic Liquid Fertilizers, by PermaSeal Basement System, and by Ace Hardware. I'm coming to you from Miami Beach, Florida. My entire family is down here for Easter. I'm super excited about that. Plugged into the business center doing the show. Lindsay is off today. Cassara is sitting in. So when you call 312-981-7200, say hello to Cassara, and he will put you on the show this morning. I was down here, and the one thing that it is amazing about the time that we're in, do I have Doma T and Joe Brand there? You guys listening?
Oh, yeah.
I'm here.
How are you, man? Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. Here's the thing that drives me crazy. I'm on this beautiful Miami beach yesterday with my kids, right? It's beautiful. The wind is blowing.
I don't feel sorry for you.
I know you don't. I know. Have either of you been to Miami Beach?
I haven't been to the beach, though. I've been to Miami.
No, I've never been to Miami. Florida, but not Miami.
There's a definite look and feel to the area. Now, we're in Miami Beach, not Miami, so you're like over the causeway there. But there's a lot of really spectacular people watching, okay?
I can imagine that.
I mean, on the plus side and it's all the plus side. But here I am on the beach, and I'm looking yesterday, and here they got the chairs set up on the beach. It's the sun is shining. It's a gorgeous day, this and that. And you know what everybody's doing? They're on their phones. They're on their phones.
Not taking pictures, just on their phones?
Just whatever, you know, like doing whatever. To the point where, I have my phone in my bag. I'm going to enjoy this beach and everything. We're, you know, and my son, my oldest son, he said, this is the time we're in, Dad. You know, people are doing that all the time and whatever. I'm like, I guess I get it. You know, I get back to the hotel and I literally kept my phone. My wife had a bag. It was in there. I didn't bother with it. You know, I'm taking a couple days off other than today because I love you people and I like working with you. I get on my phone, and then there's Doma T. Pongo out in California. remember when I said we're all going to be working for Doma T.?
Yes, I do.
Coming.
I feel like I already am.
Coming.
It's so funny you bring up the phones, too, because I purposely kept my phone in my pocket except for three pictures. Only took three pictures there. I found myself in the cockpit of an airplane at Southwest, which was
crazy. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
cool. I don't know if you saw that picture. It's in my Insta story.
No, I was. Now, am I allowed to talk about why you were in Los Angeles?
Go for it.
You were meeting with the people at MTV?
I was.
Now, see, I'm old enough to remember when MTV actually played music videos, because it was called music television. And so now I know they do a lot more than that, but you're talking with them about possibly doing some work with them.
Yeah, so I did some production work in the past, just connecting them with some stories happening locally in Chicago, and they're working on a few different series telling stories about what's happening in the city, so I just said, well, let me pull up on you guys in person and meet you guys and see what's up. So, yeah, I got a chance to talk to them about a lot of things that's happening in Chicago that I think that the world needs to know about. So hopefully it all works out.
I hope so as well. And Joe Brand, make sure that you make really good friends with him.
Yeah.
Hey, Doma T, can I get you a cup of coffee? You know, anything you need? I'm running across the street. Can I get you a bagel? You know, just do that kind of stuff.
Well, Doma T and I have a lot in common. He went and met the people with MTV recently, and I golfed yesterday. So you know, we're kind of on the same page getting there. So
yeah, I mean, you know.
And then I want to switch gears a little bit, Joe, to you. As I mentioned, I'm down here. We actually went to the Cubs home opener. Now I have my whole family here, but it was just our boys on Thursday. We went to Marlins Park, and you know Derek Jeter now owns. You know he's part of that ownership group
right
there.
Right.
The ballpark for the Cubs game was probably 70% Cubs fans.
How do you like that ballpark?
Well, it is. virtually impossible to get in and out.
That's crazy. I have a relative that just said that same thing.
It is. It literally, when we left, they have a parking garage right next to the ballpark, which I thought, well, that's kind of cool. And when my wife bought the tickets a while ago, there was a parking pass available to you. I'm like, that's kind of convenient. You park right there. You literally walk down the stairs and you walk into the ballpark. You know, it's not like a Wrigley Field type of
right.
situation type of thing. But it literally, we got to the car and we waited in the parking garage in a line of cars to get out for a solid hour.
Wow.
And didn't move.
That's that Miami
move.
Traffic.
It is crazy. And so anyway, it was nuts. But we're there. We had a great time. And then the story starts coming about the Hawks and this emergency goalie.
I was there. It was.
You were there. I
it
saw
was
you
incredible.
Post something.
It was
tell
incredible.
Tell me quickly that story, just so you can share with our audience as well.
Well, yeah, I'll definitely summarize it. But the wild thing about that day was there were so many stories going on in the game. It was Brent Seabrook's 1,000th.
Right.
A couple guys were making their debut. But anyway, when I walked in, I saw Anton Forsberg making his running sprints in the hallway. A lot of the Blackhawks do the soccer game, so I saw him, and then when they go out for the warm-up skate, everybody's wearing a Brent Seabrook sweater in honor of him, so everyone's
right.
number seven, and no one can find Anton Forsberg. Chris Delia is in net, and everyone's confused because the Blackhawks didn't make an announcement. I do credit their PR staff because lickety-split, they posted an announcement of Forsberg being a late scratch. They gave us a page of this guy, Scott Foster, who is the emergency goalie, signed an ATO. And, you know, it happens in hockey. Every once in a while, they need to have an emergency goalie. No one expected this guy to come in. And then with 14 minutes left in the game, Delia goes down. You see he's not going to get up. They bring him out of the dressing room. Apparently, if you wait in the dressing room and you're not on the bench, you get, like, as much time as you want to warm up on the ice.
Oh.
So he comes out, black pads, starts taking a couple shots from Jordan Osterley and somebody else. He makes seven stops. 14 minutes, you know, helps them get the W. He's the number one star. He was great in the post game. He's an accountant.
Awesome.
During the day, I mean, it was just
he's like, this is
cool
his
story.
Busy season. He's like, I have no time for this. I've got to get tax returns out.
Well, he's in a beer league too, and his playoffs start next week. So how's that for a warm up?
Oh my God, everybody's going to try and score on him. That is a great story.
It is very.
That's
cool.
Awesome. Very That's cool. Awesome. All right, we'll talk to you gentlemen in just a little bit. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you on the Mr. Fix It Show. Let's get a call in here before we need to go to a break. Mary is in Schaumburg. Mary, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. I have a question for you. My neighbor was over the other day, and so she came in through the front door, and you have to pass the side garage door as well. But anyway, she said, I kind of smell like a rubbery smell here. Do you have anything on or whatever? So I was just kind of curious. I don't smell it now, but I didn't smell it before anyways. But would you have any idea what that could be? I mean, I'm thinking, oh, I hope it's not an electrical fire.
She came through the front door.
Through the front door, and then
do you have a storm door?
Right.
Is it a glass storm door?
Uh huh. All glass.
And which way does it face?
It faces. What do you mean?
Like the direction of the house, where the front of the house faces east, west, south.
North.
No, north. So you don't get a lot of direct sunlight there.
Not in the front, in the back.
Okay. I was going to say, if it was a screen door like that and you got a lot of direct sunlight, sometimes it can heat up and you can, the weather strip, and you can get a little odor from that coming in. The electrical thing does worry me a little bit. If there's a switch that's near there, can you put your super nose there and see if you smell anything there?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to do a little bit more investigating because I have a couple timers, too, that are plug-in ones.
Right.
And I'm thinking some of them might be older. I don't really smell it, but she did. And, of course, now it's got me kind of worried. So.
Right. Well, here's what I would do. If you don't really smell it and you can get her to come back, then the both of you with your bloodhound noses mm-hmm. need to go to each one of those devices and see if you smell anything. It's not uncommon that there could be a little bit of maybe an arc or something that could occur, a wire that, you know, would get hot or something for some reason. I mean, you do have, I assume, have breakers and whatnot in the home, so that would keep it from being an electrical fire. But if that door isn't getting the kind of sunlight or heat buildup that's there, I would check that. Also the vents, if you have vents in the floor, maybe something dropped inside there. Kind of go to each one of those different areas.
That's what she kind of did. And then I had told her that I had changed a light bulb in the hallway there, and I kind of took one of those things to kind of like clean any dust or whatever inside, you know, like a Swiffer.
Fixture, right.
And so I had kind of moved stuff around in there, and she said...
What kind of light bulb did you put in?
I think it was an LED.
Is it, and it's in an enclosed fixture?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that, if you cleaned it out, you moved some dirt around or something that got caught in there, that's heating up. I would take that lens off to make sure that there's no, and really clean it really well, especially take that light bulb out too and put that right up to your nose as well and see if you smell anything. Maybe that's the source.
Because, and the other thing is too, you have to pass the garage inside door when you're going in towards the kitchen then. So of course the car's in there.
Right, right. Well, yeah, so what I would do is I would, you know, really kind of pay attention to those different areas. Check that bulb. That's the most recent thing that you did. Take that lens cover off and see what's going on in there and smell it. And then, you know, if you're really concerned about it, you may need the help of a licensed electrician. I don't want to scare you, but you want to make sure that it's not any kind of problem that's going to be an issue going forth. Mary, I appreciate the phone call. Listen, it's springtime, right? You wake up your garden to a new growing season. It's time to prune, plan, and clear the debris. And it's time to stock up on Espoma products. Espoma is the highest quality, most effective natural and organic products for your lawn and garden with rich organic garden soils. Natural plant foods and organic liquid fertilizer. You'll be amazed what all natural Espoma products will do for your garden. This stuff is the best. Ask for Espoma at Lurie's and Des Plaines and participating Ace Hardware and True Value stores. Espoma, natural in the garden since 9:29. It's 23 past the hour. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We'll be right back. You know, I mentioned I'm down in Miami Beach, Florida. I was with my wife. We were walking along the beach, you know, hand in hand, what lovebirds do. And somehow we were talking about, we were talking about WGN Radio, and we got to talking about the Gilkey Window Company. This is my 23rd year on WGN this month. That's what my wife reminded me. When I started 23 years ago and I had my own show, when I got my own show after I stopped working with Roy, pretty soon after that, one of my first sponsors was the Gilkey Window Company 23 years ago. And they're a sponsor again, and we've teamed up together because they just make good stuff. And did you know that Gilkey Windows have been independently verified to be among the most energy efficient in the country? It's true. And Gilkey Windows eliminate the transmission of nearly all UV radiation. That'll make a big difference during our steamy Chicago summers. Right now, you can take $250 off Gilkey Windows and $700 off patio doors. Plus, no interest for 12 months. To learn more or to set up a free no-obligation in-home visit and estimate, you just got to give Gilkey a call. Tell him Lou Manfredini sent you. 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888, the number 3, G-I-L-K-E-Y. Or you can visit them online at Gilkey.com. You can choose vinyl or you can choose fiberglass. You just want to be sure to choose Gilkey. Oh, and make the most of life after 50 with Prime Expo, the premier event for active adults on April 14th. Learn more at PrimeExpoChicago.com.
You're listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
Yeah, there's a lot of pit bull down here in Miami Beach. Hi, Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Pete McMurray, who, you know, fills in quite a bit on WGN Radio, he's a talented young man. He texts me all the time, and he wants to know, when do I fertilize? Pete, not yet. It's not time. It's not warm enough. We need the soil to warm up a little bit. He's a fiend about his lawn. Get out there and rake. Take that son of yours. He's old enough now. Put a rake in his hand and start cleaning up that lawn a little bit. And then once you get the thatch off there, you can put some fertilizer down. Yeah, let's say the second week in April, and you can do some seeding. But if you're going to seed, You don't want to put the weed and feed down because it won't let the seed germinate. So seed first, wait 2 weeks, then fertilize. All right, let's get back to the phone lines right now. In Riverside, that's where Ellie called in from. Hi, Ellie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How I wish I were down in Miami with you, but...
I know. Next time.
I'm calling for our daughter. She lives in Minnetonka, and she has had this problem for a while, and I said, Mr. Fix-It will know how to answer that. So she says, Mom, could you please call in? So I'm calling. They have woodpeckers. They have... She sent me an email, which is rather lengthy, and I'll try to cut it down.
Okay.
House was built in 92, clad in cedar siding, repainted many times, and the paint still looks fantastic. Okay. Problem is birds, downy woodpeckers and chickadees. They have been pecking through and building nests. They put on hardware cloth. They just move over. Expanding foam. What else? Chickadee tried making a nest. And they've tried everything. Mylar strips, hanging CDs, shooting plastic pellets. Sorry about that. Plastic owls. Coating our house in insecticide, motion-activated sound. If anything works, it's only for a few days, and then they
wow.
just move on.
Right.
So they're a real problem. Their house is beautiful. It's very well maintained, and they don't know what to do anymore.
So let me ask you this. Is it all on one side of the house, or is it all over?
East and west sides, I think she says. These are the east and west facing sides of the house.
Okay. And do you know if it's a single story home or a two story home?
It's a two story.
Okay. All right. The advice I'm going to give you is a little involved, but it should work. And after about a couple weeks, they should find another place. So tell your friend they're going to take a series of nails, small little nails, and on the corners of the house, so the outside corners of the house, they're going to take a series of little galvanized nails about, a couple inches long, and they're going to tap it into the corner, and they're going to work their way down, tap, 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 and so you're going to put one every foot or so, okay? And mm-hmm. essentially, you're not a guitar player, are you, Ellie?
No.
Well, we're going to basically create guitar strings for the side of the house. And on that little nail, they're going to tie a little fishing line. They're going to buy a huge spool of fishing line. They're going to tie it on the one nail. They're going to come across the entire way of the house. I want that nail to be a couple inches, an inch or two away from the wall. And then you're going to come to the other nail, and you're going to create like the strings on a guitar, back and forth, working all the way down to create this little almost webbing that's on the side of the home. You really won't see it because it's fishing line, but the birds will, and they won't want to get caught in it. And as long as it's away from the home, and you do that webbing across there, since it's so extensive, I would do the nails every 1 foot. And go right over the windows, everything, and that will keep them from coming at you. And I think that after a couple weeks, then they can go ahead and make the repairs. And I would leave that up for like a couple months so that they don't come back. And I think that you'll find that that trick works pretty well. Thank you so much for the phone call. All right, before we get to news, if you're worried about mold in your home, the trick is to find it. But most of the toxic mold is floating around in your air, invisible to the naked eye. And it could be seriously affecting your health. But finding it shouldn't take weeks, shouldn't even take hours. The 5-minute mold test from Healthful Home is the fast and best value in do-it-yourself mold testing. 5-minute mold test detects the most worrisome molds, the types associated with illness. You can pick up the 5-minute mold test at select Ace Hardware stores or HealthfulHome.com. And if you do find mold, then what? Well, Fogu Mold from Healthful Home is the safe, non-toxic, natural product that attacks mold, bacteria, and mildew odors, penetrating porous surfaces, crevices, and those impossible-to-reach vents where mold can breed. It also offers months of protection against mold. Fogu Mold is the safe, superior alternative to harsh synthetic chemicals and is available at select Ace Hardware stores or visit HealthfulHome.com.
Lou Manfredini. You're right. Lou Manfredini. Louis Manfredini. I was thinking of his whole name. And actually, Lou Manfredini is only five syllables, but Louis Manfredini is six.
And now back to your host, Mr. Louis Manfredini.
Welcome back. Mr. Louis Manfredini here with you. Happy Easter and Passover. Thank you so much for joining us every Saturday morning. Really do appreciate that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now. We have Frank on in Naperville. Frank, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
You as well. And the rest of the day to yourself.
That's a correct response. Very good.
How can I help you?
So I have a question. I've moved into a house that has a theater room, and the people had a box frame for like a movie poster that you could provide backlighting.
Okay.
Okay. I guess there's a lighting device in the box frame, and the people, when they move, they snip the power cord, and it looks like it's just an extension cord that someone snipped, and there's copper wires there, and I tried looking at it, but the gauge on the wire looks to be about the same on both wires, and I want to put a light there. Am I able to hook up an outlet to those two wires?
Okay, so you have a frame on a wall, and it's mounted.
Well, the wall is boxed, so the frame is actually hinged, and it looks like a picture on the wall, but it's actually boxed inside the drywall.
Oh, it's recessed in there, and so there's like a power feed that comes into that little recession.
Exactly.
And how long are those wires?
Wires is about 12, 14 inches.
Oh, so you have enough to connect to something.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know that that power is, in other words, does it work off of a switch?
It does. I put a voltmeter up to it, and it does come on when the switch is turned on.
So you got 120 when you come out of there.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you could do one of two things. Let me ask you this. At the bottom of this box, when you open up the frame, the lighting is already in there. It's already set up. It just needs power.
No, they took the lighting device out, and they just snipped the wire. So I have wire there, but it's an empty recessed box. It's like an empty cavity.
Got it. Have you bought the lighting yet?
No, but I was going to go with the rope lights, so this way I could put it around the perimeter of the open space.
Let me give you a better idea. 3M, and you can get this at your local Ace, they probably have to order it, makes an LED strip light. You probably got to buy two of them. And it is a LED light that it's an adhesive on the back. So you peel the adhesive and you can stick it on the back of that frame. Or on the side, whatever you want. So anchoring it, the problem with the rope lights is you got to put individual anchors and they get wobbly over time, and then you're going to be constantly adjusting it. This 3M kit that you can buy at the Ace has a plug in it as a driver. And so on the end of that, instead of putting an outlet, you could just put the end of an extension cord there.
The end of an extension cord.
Well, you know, like, you know how you can buy a female a repair end for an extension cord?
Yeah, right.
Okay. You could put that on there, assuming that it's a grounded plug. You know, you just have two wires. Is it like, you said it's just an extension cord, right? Like, in other words, there's no metal wire or anything like that.
It looks like an extension cord that someone snipped. And the gauge of the wire, I was trying to find out what is the power and what is the ground, because both wires seem to be the same gauge.
There is no ground at all?
No, it's just two wires.
Two wires. And you have no idea where it comes from?
It comes from the wall. The wall switch actually operates another lighting device, which they did not take.
Right.
But this one is the wires inside the recessed frame.
Okay. I would like to know where that source is. Like, if you take apart, sounds like you've got the ability to do all this, take apart that switch and find out what's connected in that box. I mean, it would be nice to have a ground on there, but if it's a bonded system where you put in, if it's just coming in there and you would use these LED lights, as I mentioned, the strip light system, you could just plug it in right there, and then that system has a remote. You wouldn't need to use it, but it has a remote that you can turn it on with a remote.
Lou, what's the intensity on those lights? Because I don't want the lights to bleed through the poster because it's too bright.
You can dim them.
Oh, awesome!
It's the slickest thing. It's a wrapped item. If you go to the store and they're like, "Oh, we don't carry that," just say, "Can you look up LED light kits?" And it'll be in their warehouse, and they can order it for you if they don't have it. But I've used them and installed them. We use them in our own store for displays of items. And then I actually have a unit that has been running in a china cabinet at my house for years. And I just use the remote. I can dim them. It works great. So check that out, and I think you'll find it's a perfect application for you. I appreciate the phone call. It is, what time is it? It's 46 past the hour. Hey, you can join me and the Mr. Fix-It Show as we broadcast live from Fox Home Center in Alsip on Saturday, April 14th from 7 to 10 a.m. It's hands down one of the best events of the year. Live music, and listeners will enjoy a complimentary breakfast from Gravy and LaGrange. It's always delicious, with refreshments served from the Tiki Bar. First 300 listeners to attend will receive a stocked goodie bag, plus plenty of chances to win great raffle items. We'll broadcast from Fox Home Center's beautiful 18,000-square-foot kitchen and bath showroom. From a can of paint to a full kitchen remodel, they have it all, with the friendliest staff to help you. Fox Home Center is located at 11150 South Cicero in Alsip, with plenty of parking, so come on down and join the party. Our live broadcast from Fox Home Center is sponsored by Q Premium Quartz from MSI, AZEK Decking, and ET2 and Maxim Lighting. For more information, go to foxhomecenter.com. That's foxhomecenter.com. We'll see you in 2 weeks at Fox Home Center in Alsip. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. All right, welcome back. It's time now for our Noodaloo 2. When you think about Easter, you think about coloring Easter eggs, and I know that that's something we always love to do at our house, and my wife makes a mean egg salad. But peeling the eggs can be a real pain in the patootie. Our Noodaloo 2 is going to make life a lot easier. Take a listen.
Anya Gifford came to the United States from Poland in 83 in search of the American dream. After realizing she spent hours tediously peeling hard-boiled eggs, a Polish meal staple, she thought, hey, I might be onto something. After 2 years, 3 engineers, 7 prototypes, and a lot of guinea pigging, the Egg Stripper was born. The minute you walk in the joint. Egg Stripper is the simple solution to quickly and magically removing eggshells from up to 5 eggs at once in under 10 seconds. It's a unique, crystal-clear, sleek egg-shaped design that has over 100 nodules on the inside that help loosen up those eggshells. Insert 5 hard-boiled eggs. This will be great to do with your leftover Easter eggs after the weekend when you're making egg salad. Shake it up for 5 or 6 seconds and presto! Eggs stripped. And you can save your dollar bills because you don't even have to tip them. After the eggs are peeled, use the container to store up to 10 peeled eggs in the fridge. The Egg Stripper goes for $24.95, and you can find out more at eggstripper.com. You've got to see it to believe it. We also posted a video up on Lou's Facebook page. This product actually sold out on the Home Shopping Network when it was featured. So definitely, if you eat a lot of hard-boiled eggs, check it out. That's this week's new.
I thought it was hilarious when I first saw it. I didn't think it would work. I thought, what are we doing? We did a video, and when Lindsay first showed it to me, if you have hard-boiled eggs, you put a little bit of water in this thing, and you can do up to 5 eggs at a time. You shake it up and down for just a few seconds, and the eggshells come completely off the eggs. It's the most amazing thing I ever saw. And I love the fact that, you know, the story of where it came from. My wife said that she thought there was different products like this before, but I haven't been able to find them. And it's a really cool item. And then you can store the eggs in it as well if you wanted to. So if you love making hard-boiled eggs, then our Noodaloo 2, the Egg Stripper, is for you. All right, 52 past the hour. Are you missing a few shingles on your roof? Are you seeing water stains on your ceiling? Could be a leaky roof. Don't put it off. Call Rogers Roofing today. They know the roofing industry inside and out, and they're going to provide you with an honest inspection and great work at a fair price. I've heard from lots of listeners who've been very happy with the work they've done on their homes. Make sure to get your free quote from Rogers Roofing before you have any work done. Call 773-768-3022. That's 773-768-3022. Or go to their website, RogersRoofing.com, and you can tell them that Lou sent you. Take some Listerine or some Scope and mix it 50-50 in a bottle and spray yourself and anything else you want, and flies will not bite you. And you smell minty fresh.
Really? These are actually good tips each time, Lou. I got to tell you, this is stuff I might use. We've got a believer. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You know that Ramen Baumgarten? She loves me. She loves me. Welcome back to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN, 56 past the hour. News coming up in just a couple of minutes. Let's talk to Jim, who's been kind enough to hang on the northwest side of Chicago. Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call, and happy Easter to you.
You as well, sir.
Thank you. We're getting a new roof put on, and the contractor said that we should double the number of vents in the roof. Instead of four, he wants to put eight in. And also in the soffit, he wants to take out some of the solid panels and put in, like, perforated panels for more circulation. So I was wondering what you thought about that.
There is no such thing as too much ventilation in a roof. And so more vents, if visually it doesn't bother you. Let me ask you this. Your home, is it a, do you have a long roof with a gable? Is it a hip roof? What's the style of the roof?
It's a ranch with, like, just...
When you're standing on the sidewalk looking at your house,
yes.
Do you see the shingles of the roof, or do you see a gable end?
You see the shingles of the roof.
And then so the gables are on the side of the house.
Correct.
And did your roofer propose to put the vents on the back side of that roof so you don't see it from the street?
Yes.
Yeah. So that doesn't bother me at all. The more soffit vents, by replacing and putting some more perforation in there, the key there is it's not just about changing the aluminum that you're going to use up underneath there, but then they have to drill some holes in the wood, if there's wood underneath there. I assume you're in an older home, Jim?
Yes, about 70 years old.
Yeah. So, you know, the big thing with this is that adding the ventilation is great. I love it. Can you get up into your attic?
Yes.
Okay. And have you recently ever added any insulation up there?
No.
Yeah. I mean, this would be a perfect time to maybe think about that, you know, if you can go and inspect that and see the kind of insulation that you have. If you're going to add all that ventilation up there, which is great, you know, down the line, if your budget, this would be a separate contractor, of course, that would do this, but they could come in and blow this insulation. And then the real trick in all this is that when they install these new soffit vents, we have to make sure that those vents aren't covered with insulation so that the air can flow up into that attic space, right?
Right, yes.
And they'll put in these, what they call insulation baffles to allow that to occur. But, you know, the only other thing that I would tell you is, you know, you also have an opportunity during this time is if you wanted to put some type of attic fan up there, which can even cool that area down more in the summertime. Are you someone that uses your air conditioner a lot or a little? Or?
I would say more towards a little than a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, the nice thing about, as you know, if you sound like us, we don't use our air conditioning a lot unless it gets really hot.
Yeah.
But on that, you get a really warm day and it gets built up, and especially on a ranch like that, that heat permeates in that attic space. That's where the extra ventilation comes in handy. If you use an attic fan on those hot days and pull that hot air out, you're less likely to use the air, you know, even fewer occasions than use it now, and the fans hardly use any electricity whatsoever. So it might be something to talk to your roofing contractor about as well.
Okay, that sounds very good. All good suggestions, and I appreciate your opinion, Lou.
You got it. Have a great weekend. I appreciate it.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down bunny train.
Bunny train.
Hippity hopping, Easter's on
tomorrow.
Its way.
Happy Easter, everybody. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by wetandforget.com and by Fox Home Center. Thank you so much. I hope you had a nice Passover for those that celebrate, and Easter coming up tomorrow. Big deal for those of you to celebrate as well, myself included. Let's go back to the phone lines right now. Out in Marengo is where Richard is. He called in this morning. Richard, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Lou, you helped me before, and I'm trying to get somebody to repair a large patio door. The track seems to be worn, and the rollers or whatever seem to be worn. I was wondering if you had somebody that could help me on that.
How old is that door?
40-some years.
Oh, boy. I mean, the issue there with a door like that is finding the parts and someone to come out and repair it all. I mean, the thing is, I don't have a specific recommendation for you out in Marengo that I could tell you of someone that could come out there and do that. In order to try and get that to work, they'd have to pull that door, see if they could replace the rollers on the bottom, and depending on the wear on the track, that certainly could
needs to be replaced too.
Right. I mean, if I had to guess, if you had someone come out and do that, you'd probably spend $200 to $300 if all the parts were available to do that. And I don't know that long term it would be the best use of your money. Is this something you use all the time, this door?
No, it goes to a screened-in porch, so it gets used in the summertime, but rarely in the winter.
Got it. Well, how about this? Start your search here. There's the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, NARI.org, NAR.org. And if you go there and you plug in your zip code, you should probably be able to find a carpentry contractor out by you that perhaps you could contact that would be willing to take a look at this. Don't be surprised if they tell you, you know what, Richard, you'd probably be better off just buying a new door. And while that's more than $300-$400, it certainly would be something to consider long term for the overall value of your home. Richard, I appreciate the phone call. I want to move over to Peter, who's in Chicago. Peter, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. And first of all, Bona Pasqua.
Oh, Bona Pasqua to you, too, as well. Yes, Bona Pasqua is Happy Easter in Italian. How can I help you, sir?
All right. Secondly, Lou, the person that does your lead-ins and your promos does a fantastic and interesting job.
That is the beautiful and talented Lindsay Smithwick, so thank you very much.
Exactly. She's beautiful. And thirdly, Lou, it seems like everybody's got electrical problems here this morning. I have blinking lights throughout the house, and it's not, you know, if and when an appliance goes on or off, but through the evening, intermittently, we'll get those blinking lights. I've called ComEd.
Yeah.
They seem to say that everything is okay from the pole to the house. That's what they tell me.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So the blinking lights that is occurring, is it occurring in all different fixtures or specific fixtures in the home?
You know, I'm talking about the lights themselves. Well, yeah.
No, I understand. But in other words, if you're in the living room, is it the lamp and the recessed can light, everything that's in that room, or is it a specific light?
No, it's everything that's in the room.
In that room. And then it'll be in another room. If you were in the bedroom, it would happen too?
For example, yeah, exactly. Okay. For example, there's two lights in the front room when we have on during the evening. They'll both blink at the same time.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, that does not have a relationship with something, say, like the furnace kicking on or the water heater that maybe be plugged in or something, or a dishwasher or something like that.
Correct. There are no other appliances that are going on or off at the time.
And does it only, does it only happen in the evening because that's when you notice it with the lights are on, or does it happen during the day too?
Yeah, as I say, during the evening most of all when the lights are on. That's what I notice.
And you're noticing it more. Let me ask you this. Have you recently had your meter replaced to one of these smart meters?
Well, you know? We have meters out there, yeah.
And has that recently been... What's that?
It's been some time. When they were first started installing these smart meters, they did that, a few years back, I believe.
Yeah, right. Right. But they're still doing them, and, you know, not everybody has them, but they're still in that process. But I wonder if it's something going on with that smart meter. The thing is that kind of flickering can be an issue with what they call the phase that occurs, and it could be something with either a connection on that meter. Let's try this. So, you know, that meter, when you look at that glass meter, it's like a giant plug, okay? And you've got the power coming down from the pole, and there's two contacts, and then there's two contacts that lead into your home. So if you grabbed that thing and unplugged it, the power would be out. But that's sealed up, right? Go outside with that glass and give that meter a little push, a little jiggle and a little push to make sure that it's plugged into the contacts really, really well. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And see what happens. If that doesn't happen, you know, if it doesn't improve, then you may need to have a ComEd guy come out and make sure that those contacts aren't corroded or there's some kind of something going on there. The fact that it's the whole house, you know, you don't have a whole house surge protector installed, do you?
No.
No. Okay. ComEd will come out, they'll eventually send somebody to do that. Try this little trick with the plug.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, good Lord. You get them on the phone, you know, they call you back and say, well, everything's okay from the house.
Yeah.
From the poles of the house.
Right. All they're doing is taking a look at it and just say, look, I talked to a friend of mine who's in the trades, and he thinks that everything's fine inside the house. You know, could there be a problem in the panel? It would have to be like some kind of main contact thing. Okay. I'll tell you what. We'll do this. You're going to do this little trick with the thing we talked about on the meter and see if that improves. If that doesn't improve, then, this is a little pain in the neck because you have to reset all the clocks, I want you to shut the main breaker off, okay, in the house.
Gotcha.
Maybe there's some condensation. Maybe there's something there. Let's flick it there back on and off a couple times with no load on and see what happens. And then if that doesn't improve, you'll get back on the phone and get ComEd to come out and take a look, Peter.
Sounds very good, Lou. Thank you very much for your help. You're great.
Happy Easter. You're very kind. Thank you very much. And, you know, change is good. Maybe it's time to change your ride. Look no further than your local Chevy dealers. Chevy is the number one best-selling brand in Chicagoland 7 years running. And right now, competitive owners can get $2,500 on a 2018 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT All-Star. And that's on top of over $8,600 in total savings. Do the math. That's a lot of encouragement to try out the Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Silverado's all-steel construction can take a beating day in and day out. That's one pickup that works as hard as you do. Real steel, and it's the real deal. Over $8,600 in total savings. And the first-time Chevy buyers can get an additional $2,500. So, see your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers, and you tell them Lou sent you. Or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for all the details. Change is good, but now it pays big, but only until April 2nd. It's time to go for it. We'll be right back. By the way, congratulations to the newest inductees into the WGN Walk of Fame. It's quite an honor when you get to do this kind of stuff day in and day out, and that recognition is really, really quite special. I got to find that full list of people, but I know that David Kaplan, who spent, I believe, 21 years on WGN Radio, is part of that crowd as well. Hey, this weekend leads off with a battle in KC. The Southsiders return to WGN-TV as they battle the Royals, White Sox Royals, tonight at 6 on WGN-TV Sports.
Now back to Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own WGN.
Coming up after the 8:30 news this morning, we're going to talk to the owner of a company called Adams Architectural Millwork. They're one of the last surviving full-service millwork companies out of Dubuque, Iowa, that makes some of the most beautiful material and woodworking items for your home that you've absolutely ever seen. And we're going to learn a little bit about their company, their history, and what it is they can build for you inside your home that can really make it truly unique. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now and talk with Judy, who's in Glenview. Judy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. My son moved into a house that had been flipped a couple weeks ago, and the upstairs bathtub, when he turned on the water, it shoots out brown for like 3 seconds and then clears. How can we clean that up, or what can we do?
Well, is the home in, is it on city water, well water?
City.
Where's the home?
Glenview.
It's in Glenview. Okay. And do we know this flipped home, was it vacant for a while?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Well, not very long.
But like a couple months, 3 months?
Probably a couple months, yeah.
Yeah. My guess is you probably have just a lot of buildup of rust and debris in that valve assembly that just needs to get flushed out. Let me ask you one more question, Judy. The in this tub, do you know if it's a single handle or a double handle for the water?
It's a single handle.
Okay. So if you want to expedite this, I would have your son or whomever shut off the main valve of the home, take the handle apart from that single valve, put a rag, close the drain so you don't lose any pieces and parts, put a rag over the top of that as well, and then take that valve insert completely out. Then clean that up. I mean, he can take some CLR and some water and a toothbrush and clean it all up on the sides. Just pour a little in the valve as well and use an old toothbrush to kind of clean that up and then put it all back together. And I bet that that'll clean it up. It's just a question of running that water a little bit. You should be good to go.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Have a blessed Easter.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Out to Huntley, where Teresa is on the line. Teresa, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I'm thrilled to be able to speak to you, and I value all your opinions.
Oh, my gosh. That's so nice of you. How can I help you today?
I have a cedar chest. I don't know who knows what a cedar chest is lately. But
I do.
It's over 50 years old.
Wow.
And I'm giving it to my granddaughter, and she looked at it, and we opened it, and you could smell very little cedar, and you smell more mold. I don't know if that's possible.
Sure.
I mean, what good is a cedar chest if I can't get the cedar smell?
Well,
I mean,
so here's what we're going to do. What kind of tools do you have out there in Huntley?
I have quite a few. I'm alone, so I don't know what they are, but that's okay.
Do you have an electric sander?
I don't, but maybe one of my son-in-laws do.
All right, so have one of your favorite son-in-law. How many son-in-laws do you have?
I have just really one son-in-law and one son.
So, oh, gotcha. Okay. Okay, so between the two of them, see if they have an electric palm sander.
Okay, palm sander.
And I want you to get a little medium grit sandpaper on there, and I want them to open up the cedar chest, and I want them to sand all that cedar. to get the, what happens over time with any kind of wood, you get this thing called a wood shine to it. The pores, the fibers of the wood start to close up a little bit. And so that odor and that smell that you want isn't there because it's almost like it creates a skin over the top of the wood. If they lightly sand that out, you're going to reestablish those fibers that they're open, and that smell of the beautiful cedar should come out. Vacuum it all out. Don't cover it with anything. And that smell should come out, and it actually should reduce and or eliminate any of the mildew and mold smell that you have.
Oh, wow, that's all? Oh.
That's all.
I think we could accomplish that. Thank you.
Yeah, it should work out just fine.
Oh, enjoy your Easter, man. I just love listening to you.
Thank you so much. That's so nice. Thank you. Happy Easter to you as well.
Happy Easter. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think I read somewhere, and now thinking about Huntley, is today Big O's birthday? Does anybody know that for sure? I thought I saw something. He's 84 years old, so happy birthday to Big O. I think he's still out in Arizona. He's not. He's got to get back there because, you know, he's got that side business he runs out at Sun City in Huntley where he's doing all the repairs around the house, so we got to get him better because there's a lot of people that he needs to be helping in his Big O golf cart that he rides around the community. He doesn't really do that, but happy birthday to you, O. Hey, change is good. Oh, no, I already did that. Did I do that? You want me to do that? I did that. How about this? How about why do Chicagoland homeowners call Cobblestone Development for their home improvement project? Because my friend Bill Conforti and the expert team at Cobblestone, they do awesome work. Bill's got 30-plus years of experience producing award-winning projects. It speaks for itself. Windows, siding, kitchens, and bath. You can call Bill Conforti at Cobblestone Development. Mention this ad that you heard it on the Mr. Fix-It Show, and they'll take 20% off your entire home improvement project. That's it. As I mentioned to you, we recently did our kitchen, and we hired Cobblestone to come out and put all the cabinets in, and they just did a phenomenal job. It was really, I couldn't be happier with how it worked out. He did a great job. Visit CobblestoneDevelopment.com, CobblestoneDevelopment.com, or call 773-661-0606. That's 773-661-0606, and ask for Bill Conforti by name. We'll be right back.
So I shouldn't worry then about the screen because I can raise it up high.
It's Saturday morning.
I'm still thinking I can collect debris on the bottom part of the sill.
And you're listening to Lou.
Kathy, yeah. Are you a lady that looks for things to worry about?
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
I do.
You are.
Now back to the man himself.
Kathy, look for something else to worry about.
Lou Manfredini.
There's got to be something else that you can worry about. This is not anything you need to worry about.
On Chicago's very own.
Love you, Kathy.
Love you, Lou.
720 WGN.
Welcome back. The Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Before we get back to your phone calls, I want to talk to you a little bit about, I talk a lot about when you're buying a home or you're renovating your home, that the biggest thing in particular when you're going to buy a home, I remember my wife's Aunt Noreen and Tito both, when we were going to look to buy our first home way, way back, they said, you've got to look for a home that has charm. That's the key. And when you're looking for a home that has charm, it's very hard to define. It isn't something that you can say, oh, well, if you do this, you'll have a charming home. But what I find is sort of the telltale sign of a charming home is a home that feels really good. For those of you that have listened to me for a long time, I will tell you that it isn't just about how a house looks, but how it feels, the tactile side, the way a banister feels when you go up the staircase, or the thickness of the front door, all of those items. And in modern homes today, because we build them so quickly, some of the materials, depending on the builders and what they choose, are, in my opinion, not quite up to snuff. And the materials that you want and what you want to put into a home to get that tactile feel have to be things that are typically made somewhere, and that the thickness and the quality of the materials have to be at a certain level. Joining me on the phone line right now is Chad Lucan, who is the owner of Adams Architectural Woodwork in Dubuque, Iowa. Chad, good morning. Happy Easter to you. Thank you for joining us on Saturday.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me on the show.
I am I'm trying to remember, and it's escaping me, how I found out about you guys, but I think I either saw a post or something that you guys put up about some beautiful shop-made garage doors that you were building. And it totally struck me to say that, wow, you know, I know this, that there are still companies out there, but they are far and few between. Your particular company goes back to 1921, and I know this, knew this as well, but Dubuque, Iowa, forever, was where all the custom millwork used to come from, and you guys are still doing it.
Yeah, Lou, we're one of the last companies in Dubuque that survived, you know, the years and years of you know, all the millwork that's gone through the town. So we weren't the biggest, but we one that survived that. So and yeah, the post it was kind of like a blog post that we sent out to past customers and other people that are interested in some of our products, and it was a beautiful set of carriage doors for a home, actually a garage. They were built out of peeling mahogany and beautiful set of doors that we built to that customer.
You know, it's funny to think about how life goes, right? Here you guys are from 1921, and now, you know, you're out there on the World Wide Web doing blog posts and whatever, and this kind of, you know, taking your business to the next level. So talk to me a little bit about what it is you guys do out at Adams Architectural Woodwork. I mean, I know that you supply millwork for companies all across the country, right?
That's correct. You know, we're a smaller shop. We have about 11 people in our company. Great guys, the guys on the shop floor, they have about, I have three or four of them that have about 35 years of experience. They are on, their last hurrah here, but we've got some new guys coming in and they're training them. We build our doors, we also build some windows too, a lot of times for historical properties. Our doors in particular, we're proud of. We start with the foundation of our stained core, which prevents the doors from warping. Then we go ahead and use either a mahogany or a white oak. And we have other various species of wood that we can use depending upon what the customer requests. And then we use our joinery, which is second to none. It's a mortise and tenon joinery that we use. And the guys, they run that through our shapers and tenoners and and it's all equipment that we have used way back in the day, and then we also incorporate new equipment like our CNC, which gives it. We use a CNC for like arches, radius tops, things like that. So, and after we make all of our parts, we hand assemble them in our shop, and then we go through the sanders and assemble, put specialty glass in or just regular insulated glass for efficiency. We pre-game all of our doors before they're sent out to make sure that they fit and function before they go out. And we ship all over the country as well. So
the idea behind what you folks do over at Adams Architectural Woodwork is that it's the customized availability of what you can do, right? I mean, you've got, I'm sure, designers or architects that maybe will spec something. You know, I always talk about the feel of a really good solid front door, and you know, the kind of stuff that, you know, a lot of people head to these big boxes and they see stuff, oh, that looks really nice. It's not anything like what a real custom door can look like, and it's the type of thing that you just want to touch and feel. And I'm hopeful and that you will answer this in the way I want you to. Are you seeing a little bit of an uptick in the interest of what you folks are doing?
Most definitely in that. A lot of people want to personalize their home now, and they can do that, especially with their front door. You know, it's kind of a showpiece or the piece of furniture that they can show on the outside of their home. And, yes, definitely we see an uptick of that, more interest in it. And, you know, we work with architects, but we also work with homeowners that are just interested in it, and as well as contractors interested in using us to get that personalization of their home. You know, one thing that we can really offer people is, you know, we can build it around what the look of their home is. You know, if it's a craftsman type of look, we can build a craftsman style door. If it's, you know, it's a more traditional type home, we can, you know, design something and make something for them to fit that home as well. So.
Right. There seems to be, in the trades, in the building industry, right, there seems to be such information talk about the fact that it's hard to find, you know, skilled people to work in the trades. When you get into what you're doing and you said, you know, you've got a couple guys working in the shop that have been there a long, long time, these young people that are coming up and getting trained, are they excited about the opportunity to see what they're doing? I would imagine when you talk about these, you know, they like all the technology, and you and I don't know each other, but I have a very good friend of mine, Mike, who's my old business partner, who's now an industrial arts teacher, and they're teaching kids. They're back to it again in high school, trying to teach these kids that there's opportunities to work with your hands where you can have a nice career. And in my opinion, you know, creating something from nothing, right? Here you've got this millwork shop, you got a pile of lumber, and, you're creating a beautiful door or a beautiful millwork, whatever it might be. Do you see that they're excited about the opportunity as well?
Yeah, I do see a lot of opportunity for the younger generations to come and, you know, take on a skill. One thing that the guys at my shop really like is that we never build the same thing twice. So it's always something new. It's always going back to the shop drawing. So Steve, you know, how we're going to put this together, and I think that's where it never gets boring, because you always have to, you know, think outside the box of how we're going to get the next project done and things like that. So,
right.
Whereas if, yeah, so that's the real interesting part is there's a lot of troubleshooting, and then we are investing in new technology because, yes, the younger generation, they want to, you know, use screens, or they want to use a CNC and rather than, you know, typical or traditional shapers or tenoners or something like that.
Right. That's awesome. Well, I think it's a great story. I mean, looking at you guys at how long you've been around and the fact that you're, you know, specializing in wood windows and doors, working with homeowners, contractors, and architects, it's really some interesting stuff. How do people get a hold of you? I realize you guys are in Dubuque, but since you supply people all around, I'm sure you have a website or a phone number that people could contact you if they're looking for something truly special and unique for their home.
Yeah, probably the best way is to go to our website. It's adamsarch.com, and then on there's our contact information, and you can also see any of our, you know, products that we offer there. So that'd probably be the best way to contact us.
Chad Lucan, owner of Adams Architectural Millwork. That website one more time, Chad?
It's www.adamsarch.com.
Have a great Easter weekend. I appreciate you getting up with us this morning and giving us a little information about your business, and continued success to you, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot there, Lou. Same to you.
You got it. 49 past the hour. Hey, spring is here. It's time to wake up your garden to a new growing season. Time to prune, plan, and clear debris, and time to stock up on Espoma products. Espoma is the highest quality, most effective natural and organic products for your lawn and garden, with rich organic garden soils, natural plant feeds, and organic liquid fertilizer. Remember, that's the stuff you put on the plants and you feel them go, oh, that feels so good. With Espoma, you'll grow more abundant vegetables and bigger flowers. Ask for Espoma at Wanamaker's in Downers Grove and participate in Ace Hardware and True Value stores. Espoma, naturals in the garden since 1929. We'll be right back. Now, back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hat.
Nothing wrong with that.
The blue sticks, this world
great way to make a living. Happy Easter weekend to you and the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
God bless the working man.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. John is in Gray's Lake. John, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
Say, Lou, I live in a retirement community condo, and I have two skylights. Been here about 13 years. And one of the skylights, about 3 years ago, started creating condensation. And it gets worse and worse. And my wife keeps reaching up there with a 20-foot long pole and wipe it down, and it just tipped over the floor. We've asked some people about it, and they say that it's not leaking. They look at the snow outside, and it's not melting. So we're lost. I turned off the whole house humidifier, turned off the water to the humidifier. We don't really boil a lot of water. We have fans in our bathrooms, so we're at a loss.
Okay. I mean, the fact that you've done all of these other, tries and figuring it stuff out, you probably need someone that really knows what they're doing to come out and take a look at this.
Yeah.
You may remember a while back I had a sponsor on the show, a company called NSS, Nancy Sam Sam. Their company is NSS Exteriors, and...
Okay.
This is what they do. They do skylights. That's it. Commercial and residential applications. And, I've given their name and number to a bunch of people, not only when they were a sponsor, but I had a chance to meet these guys and they really know their stuff and do really nice work. Do you have a pen or a pencil? I can give you their number.
I'm ready.
Okay. 708.
Mm-hmm.
385.
Mm-hmm.
5815. And you can call them up and tell them I told you to call, and they can come out and take a look at it and find out if you've got a flashing issue, if the maybe the seal is broken between the glass, that the thermal pane there that's causing this moisture. And what I can tell you about meeting these folks, and I don't know them well, but just in the stuff that I've heard from other listeners and then meeting them a couple times, they seem to be good, honest people that will give you the straight deal on what's going on.
Well, that's who we're looking for.
Right? That's all we... That's really... Isn't that all we really want, is somebody to tell us the truth, right?
Right.
It's a metaphor for our whole life, my friend.
I want one more thing from you, Lou.
Sure.
When you come back, bring that son with you, will you?
Oh, my gosh. Can I tell you something? I could live in a place like Miami Beach, Florida, although it's not that great in August.
Yeah,
all right, you got it. John, I appreciate you calling this morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
I was just talking about that company, NSS, my friend Victor Guerrieri. They just had some work done. They installed skylights for them, and he said he was super satisfied with the work. Let me tell you, that Victor, he's a tough customer. Hey, have you heard of Wet and Forget Shower? It's made by the same people who make Wet and Forget, which can clean everything outdoors from your deck to your boat to a stadium roof. And now they have a version you can use on your shower or bath. The best part is it's an easy-to-use product. And it's as every other Wet and Forget product. You just spray it on today and rinse it clean tomorrow. It comes with a remote sprayer that makes getting into hard-to-reach places super easy and speeds up the application. And once a week after you shower, you just spray it all down and your shower surfaces, the faucets, the tile, the grout, the ceramic, shower curtains, even the glass doors. And the next day, you just rinse it clean. With Wet and Forget Shower, you can breathe easy because there's no harsh fumes, no scrubbing. Make cleaning easy. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Shower at your hardware store or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you. Oh, and I want to remind you to come on out to the Fox Home Center facility in Alsip. We're going to be broadcasting live on Saturday, April 14th from 7 to 10 a.m. It's always a great time. Live music, breakfast, and refreshments. Plus, the first 300 attendees will get goodie bags from Fox Home Center and their partners. And there's a chance to win prizes throughout the show as well. Fox Home Center is located at 1150 South Cicero in Alsip with plenty of free parking. If you want to learn more, just go to WGNradio.com/events page for more details. And we'll see you April 14th at Fox Home Center.
You're tuned in to Lou and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Bling, blang, a hammer with my hammer. Zingo, zango, cutting with my saw. Bling, blang, hammer with my hammer. Zingo, zango, cutting with my saw.
9:08 in the morning, well, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN from the Miami Beach Mobile Studio. Happy Easter weekend. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com, by Ace Hardware, and by Rogers Roofing. And I want to tell you about something that we reestablished this year. And I know that we get asked for a lot of money for a lot of different donations and wonderful organizations all throughout the year. There's great organizations that do wonderful work every year, and one of them is Misericordia, as you know about. I'm very involved with them and have been for many, many years, and they do this Candy Days at the end of April every single year. It's April 27th and 28th, and it's a major fundraiser that's really important to them. We're trying to get a jump on it again. We have created, once again, our virtual candy jar to support Misericordia. All you have to do is go to WGNradio.com/events. Our friends at Townstone Financial are generously making a $5,000 matching donation to support their efforts. So our goal is to try and reach $5,000 for the event. And as you know, Misericordia is a nonprofit helping people with developmental disabilities since 1921. If you'd like to pledge your support, you just go to WGNradio.com/events. We'll take you to the giving page. And we'd like to thank our friends at Townstone Financial for once again participating in Lou's virtual candy jar. It's, you know, just a terrific way to raise money, and your support, actually, for every dollar you put in there, it gets matched, and Townstone is happy to participate as well. So thank you very much, all of you that are going to participate. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get back to the phone lines right now and talk to Brenda, who's in South Bend. Brenda, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey there, Lou. How you doing?
I'm great. What's going on?
All right. So we have hot water baseboard heat. And lately, there's a whirling noise that kind of sounds like a 1950s sci-fi movie UFO. So it's this high-pitched whirling noise. As a matter of fact, my teenagers think that the house is haunted. But we've traced it back to the, I guess you'd call it the furnace.
The boiler.
The boiler, that's what I mean, yeah, the boiler.
Okay. And so, in other words,
where the sound seems to be coming from.
Okay. And when's the last time we had this?
Throughout the house.
Sure, well, sure, because the pipes are all connected to it, and it's going back and forth, and you're going to, that sound is going to transfer through the pipes. Now, let me ask you this. When's the last time we had this boiler serviced?
Don't know. We just bought the house, although we've been in it several years. So I don't know. I have no idea. It's before us.
Oh, okay. So you've lived in the home, but now you just purchased the home.
Correct.
Okay. And this sound is relatively new, when it just happened this winter season?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was sporadic at first, and sometimes it would end before we could even locate where it's coming from.
Right, right. Okay.
But it
a couple things
be from the boiler.
Right. So there's more than likely hanging off of this boiler is a expansion tank. It looks like a round tank, and that expansion tank could be failing, and that's there to take that that buildup when it kicks on and off to take away there. It could be filled with water. It could need more air put into it. It could be an issue with the amount of water that's in the system. There typically is a fill valve that's automatic that as water, you know, if there was a small leak, not a leak, but if it were to evaporate through circulation, it adds a little bit of water to keep it in there. My recommendation to you, and this would be the perfect time of year to do this because the boiler people are not that busy because it's mild right now. When everybody wants to get a boiler or HVAC person out, it's when it's the blazing heat or it's super cold. If you have them come out and inspect them and talk to this, it wouldn't surprise me if they said to you, Brenda, we need to replace this expansion tank, or we needed this fill valve is faulty. And they can come out and bleed the system, make sure that it's working properly, and should be able to, for a relatively inexpensive service call, meaning it could be a couple hundred dollars, you know?
Yeah.
And then any parts and pieces you may need. But sure. The nice thing about boilers is they just work and work and work. And if you do a little bit of maintenance on them, they just last for almost forever.
Oh, well, that's good news. Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's just this oddest noise, and never can't find anything online.
Right. You know, it's just a moaning of the water, and I'm sure it's an expansion tank issue that can be fixed.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks, Lou.
All right, Brenda, I appreciate you calling this morning. Happy Easter to you. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Kathy is in Hoffman Estates. Kathy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Thank you for joining us. How can I help you?
I live in a townhouse, and when someone is upstairs taking a shower, and I happen to go into the bathroom downstairs, the powder room right below it, mm-hmm. I hear a slow, predominant drip, drip, drip. I want to be prepared for when I have people come out that they don't rip everything apart that doesn't need to be done. What do you think should be done?
So while they're showering,
mm-hmm.
or you go into that powder room and you hear a drip.
Yeah.
But you don't see any evidence.
There's no stain on the ceiling at all.
Okay. It's a drip or it's a tick?
Oh, it's a drip.
It's a drip. Like you can hear.
Yeah, I think it's a drip, yeah. Okay. I see what you mean, yeah.
Right, because sometimes when it expands and contracts, that can be problematic. Okay, couple things.
Okay.
Let's try this. I want you to, is it a shower or a tub?
It's a tub, and you take the shower and, standing in the tub.
I want you to put half of the, do you have a handle that you turn to make the stopper go up and down, or do you reach down and turn it with your hand?
You pull it
the stopper. It isn't like a handle on the wall of the tub that you turn to make the stopper go up and down. You reach down with your hand and turn it up and down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I want you to put about 3 inches, 4 inches of water in the tub. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I want you to keep it closed so the tub is holding water.
Correct.
And then I want you to listen for a drip.
Okay.
Okay. Then the next thing after that, hopefully you don't hear a drip, I want you to pull the drain. And I want you to let it drain, and you're going to hear the draining, right, first.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, after it all drains, let's see if you hear that drip, 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 okay?
Okay.
If you hear the drip, drip, drip at that point, then we know that it's a problem with the pipe leaking, not where the walls of the shower meet the tub.
Okay.
See what I mean? So now it's a plumber. Yeah. We still got to open up the ceiling, but what we're trying to do is localize where the leak is coming from.
Yeah.
Now, if you do all that and you don't hear tick, 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 or drip, 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 whatever it is, at the same time you're doing all this, I want you to inspect the joint around where the wall meets the tub. Like, is that caulking in good shape?
Mm-hmm.
Does it need to be repaired? Do you see any breaches in the corner? All that kind of stuff can matter. And you may want to try and re-caulk that, which means you're going to take the old caulking out and you're going to put new caulking in, and you're going to let it dry for 24 hours before you put the new caulking in so that we make sure that it sticks.
Yeah.
Do all of this before you call anybody, other than if that drip idea with the pipe happens, then you call a plumber.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right. It does. Thank you.
Kathy, have a nice Easter.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you calling this morning. It's 18 past the hour. I have a question for you. Are the leaves and debris rotting in your gutters and damaging your home? Are the gutters clogged? Are you dreading another dangerous climb up that ladder? Well, how about this? Never have clogged gutters again. Never. with Belden Leaf Guard. Their patented design prevents leaves and debris from ever getting into your gutter while funneling the water away from your home. Now, unlike screens or open gutters, Leaf Guard is a permanent solution. No clogs guaranteed. Call 833, the number 4, Belden, or visit BeldenRadio.com for a free in-home consultation. Now, their project consultants will show you what's going on in your gutters, plus Leaf Guard is available in a variety of colors, and you'll get fast, professional installation in just one day. Belden Leaf Guard has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, and you can save 20% on your entire Belden Leaf Guard system. That's a great deal. Plus, no money down, no interest, and no payments for 12 months. Belden Leaf Guard, a better home begins with Belden. Call now, 833-4-BELDEN. We'll be right back.
Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Love is a burning thing.
Welcome back.
And it makes a fiery ring.
Lou Manfredini here with you. Easter weekend. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now and talk with Jack, who is in Chicago. Jack, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Lou. Initially, let me just say happy Easter to you and your family.
Thank you, sir.
My wife and I, again, parenthetically, have been listening to you ever since you got on WGN. I think we've heard every single Saturday. We really, and I forgot, I know you started out just, you used to call into either Wally Phillips or Bob Collins. I forgot.
Well, I started with Bob, and then I was on for for about a year, maybe a year and a half with Roy Leonard, the great Roy Leonard.
Yeah, he was great.
And by the way, you're showing your age, my friend, because this month marks 23 years that I've been on WGN Radio.
Now, parenthetically, before I get to my question, what's going to happen to the WGN Walk of Fame when you guys move?
You know, that's a very interesting question. I know that they have been looking to relocate it, and I have not heard where it's going to be. Now, I did offer to put it outside of one of our hardware stores, but they never got back to me on that.
Now, let me get to my question, because I know there's a lot of other people. My wife and I live in, it's well over 100-year Victorian on the north side of Chicago.
Beautiful.
We have, in our entranceway, we have a sconce that is equally as old as our house, because my wife's mother and father had it at their house many, many years ago. And it's on continually. We don't have a switch that turns it on or off. It's a constant light in our front door entranceway. About, 2-3 months ago, we put a LED bulb in it because the bulbs were going for 24 hours a day, mm-hmm. and they were burning out. And now, and I don't know if it has anything to do with the LED bulb or not, but if you listen, you got to really listen carefully. You hear a very, very high-pitched whine, like, I don't know if you'd call it a whistle, a whine. It's at first, when I told my wife about it, she said she couldn't even hear it, but then she did hear it. Do you think that has anything to do with the LED bulb, or... Or is it the sconce needs replacement, or the electric?
No, it probably has everything to do with the LED. What's interesting to me, so it's this old light fixture, it's a sconce, and there's no switch?
No, it's hardwired, and you just, put the bulb in the outlet, and it goes
in
on.
In the socket, and it's on.
And it stays on.
Huh. And to the... And you know for a fact there is no switch or dimmer switch that operates this thing at all.
I'm pretty sure of that. Yes, I mean, if it is, I don't know where the heck it could be, because we don't see it.
Is there a closet that is adjacent to where this?
On the other side of the wall is our. Is it like a hallway in the front of our house?
Okay.
That's the closest room that's to it.
Okay.
And there are lights there too, by the way.
But those have switches, and it operates independently.
Right. Right.
Hmm. It's odd to me that you would have this hot feed to a light fixture that has no way of being turned off. That's fine. I mean, that certainly could be the case. It's just odd to me from a safety perspective. It would be, and there's no switch on the light itself that you're aware of.
No, there is other lights in that area where there are switches where we can turn them on and off.
Right.
But they don't control that sconce. They sort of control some overhead lights, and that's all I can tell you.
Okay, and let me ask you this. Those lights that are controlled near that area, are any of those switches a dimmer?
I'm not sure. My wife would know better than me. I don't think so. We do have dimmer. The reason I'm not sure is we do have some dimmer switches in our house.
Okay.
But I don't.
This is where I'm trying to go is that, and maybe, and again, I'm without seeing this or running a test on this, maybe that feed is running through a dimmer switch.
Yeah.
And if it is running through a dimmer switch somehow, like it's piggybacked down there or something like that, the standard dimmer switches don't work LED bulbs properly, and they'll flicker and they can make a sound. And if it's feeding that could be the problem. And so you have a couple things to try. One is, and this I don't think will matter because, again, if I'm right about the dimmer switch thing, this will still happen. But you can buy dimmable LEDs.
Okay.
So if you go back, is it a standard light bulb that you put in here?
Yes, we bought it at your hardware store.
Oh, even better. Well, those are the best ones at my hardware store. But there are ones that dim and there are ones that don't. You could try one that dims in that fixture to see if that makes a difference.
Okay.
But if that doesn't, I think it would be wise to have an electrician come and figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Because in a perfect world, I really would like there to be a switch on there.
Okay.
But try the dimmable bulb, the dimmable LED, and see if that works. And if it does, we're good to go. If it doesn't, then let's get an electrician to come out and just make sure everything is right and tight. We're talking about electrical stuff. We don't want any fires or anything like that to occur.
That's what worries my wife. She, you know, the sound itself, we could, I hate to say it, but you could live with it.
Yeah.
Because you can hardly hear it. You got to really pay attention. But my wife says, well, maybe, you know, what if she's always worried about fires and so forth.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a nice, healthy fear to have, and let's make sure we get that checked out, Jack, and have an electrician come out and take a look at it. I appreciate the phone call.
Could I ask one fast question?
Sure.
We live in a cedar-sided house, and we've been here at least 30 years, and we've held out. Most of the houses in our neighborhood have shingles now, or aluminum siding, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have to get our every so often we have to have a worker come out to fix the boards that have rotted and, you know, broken and so forth, and then that house has to be repainted. Would you recommend, should we go with siding? I talked to a broker because my wife and I are up in the years, and we're going to sell soon, and she suggested we get the house sided.
Soon as in the next 5 years?
Well, soon as I'm 79 years old now, and...
Right.
So probably within God willing. 5 years.
Okay. Here's the thing. You go get that house resided, Jack. I'm going to just make up a number. And it costs you $15,000 to do that. Okay?
We've got two estimates, one $18,000 and one $28,000 so far.
Yeah. So now you're at $18,000, you're at $25,000. In 5 years, now my other question to you is, what's the rest of the house? The kitchens, the bathrooms, is that all updated?
It's an old Victorian. As you were talking about, it's got a lot of charm.
Yeah.
But nowadays, with the young people...
Sell the house as it is.
Okay.
When you go to sell that house, my friend, you talk to the realtor and say, if you put 25 grand, let's call the number 20. You settle somewhere between 18 and 20, 28. You're at 20, let's say 23. You won't get that back because whoever else is going to buy in that neighborhood is going to say, we love the house. It's so charming, but it needs a new kitchen, and the bathrooms need to be updated. And so you're going to save your $22,000. When you talk to the realtor, say, we're going to sell this house as is. Got it? Okay. Set a fair price. Sell it. Go buy your place wherever it is for you and your lovely bride to go spend some time, and that's it.
Ryan. Lou,
that's my two cents.
Thank you very much. We really enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. Okay. I appreciate you calling as well. Hey, change is good. Maybe it's time to change your ride. Look no further than your local Chevy dealers. Chevy is the number one best-selling brand in Chicagoland 7 years running. And right now, competitive owners can get $2,500 on a 2018 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT All-Star. And that's on top of over $8,600 in total savings. You do the math. That's a lot of encouragement to try out a Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickup on the road. Silverado's all-steel construction can take a beating day in and day out. It's one pickup that, well, it works as hard as you do. It's real steel, and it's the real deal. Over $8,600 in total savings, and the first-time Chevy buyers can get an additional $2,500 off. So see your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today, or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for all the details. Change is good. And now it pays big, but only until April 2nd. It's time to go for it.
Is your home broken? Do you have a wet basement or mold on your roof? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need a weekly dose of the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on WGN Radio. Studies show that by listening to Lou, your home will look better, be worth more, and you'll have more friends. Ask your doctor if you're healthy enough to listen to Lou. If it takes longer than 4 hours to regrout your tile, turn off the radio and take deep breaths. These side effects will subside, and then you can get back to learning how to maintain your home the right way.
Thank you, Skipper. Welcome back to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Just about 20 minutes or so left in the show today. Thanks so much for joining us. I hope you're having a nice Easter weekend. And, again, happy Passover to those who celebrated on Friday. I think I've mentioned to you in the past that we do a Seder ourselves with our family. Actually, we'll be doing it next week when we all be together and have for many, many, many years. It's really a lot of fun, something that our kids look forward to, and a tradition that's been carried on from my wife's family. My gosh, it's got to be well over 40 years that it's been going on. So it's a lot of fun, and we'll be partaking in the bitter herbs and the horosis and telling the story that happens during a Passover, which has really been a lot of fun. So anyway, to those celebrating the holiday, happy holiday to all of you. Hope it's a safe one to be with your family. All right, 312-981-7200 is our number. In Evanston, that's where we're going now, where Jeff called. And Jeff, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing, Lou?
I'm good. What's going on, and what can I help you with?
We have about a 120-year-old Victorian farmhouse with a open front porch. And we've been in the house about 30 years, and it's coming up on the third time now that we're going to have to replace the porch flooring because it's rotted. And the previous two times, we also had to replace some of the beams, the support beams, because they were rotted as well.
Okay.
We have gotten different advice from different people we've talked to. One contractor told us that moisture was seeping up from the ground and we needed to spread plastic underneath the porch to prevent this from happening. Another told us that the pitch of the deck was off and it needed to be sloped more towards the front. Another told us that the covering on the sides underneath the porch was preventing airflow from going through there, and that's what was covering the or causing the moisture buildup. Any thoughts on that? Any advice you can give?
Okay, this open porch on the front, it's covered, correct?
Correct.
And it is currently, you have like a tongue and groove flooring that is running from the home straight out to the end of the porch?
Correct.
Okay. And is there a pitch? In other words, if I dropped a glass of water and I was by the front door, if I dropped a glass of water, would it drain out towards the stairs?
Very, very, very slight pitch.
Okay.
Water often will just settle on the porch.
And sit there.
and sit there, yes.
Okay. And underneath, when you said the surrounding area where the someone said, is it open with lattice work or is it all closed off? So what that one contractor said, there's no airflow underneath there.
Well, it's open, but instead of lattice work, there are vertical boards running around, and they've got maybe a inch to a inch and a half spacing between the boards.
So if I was on one end of the porch and I was crouching down, you could see me through the underside of the porch.
I could.
Yeah. Okay. So that's plenty of airflow. The pitch does matter. I'm thinking about my father-in-law lives in a home on the north side of Chicago, and he's got an open porch on a stucco home, and that house was built, I believe, in the 1800s, and it's the same boards that are there. Now, he paints that floor, and he paints it, you know, every few years, not every year. I was recently there. He needs to be painted again. Hopefully we'll be doing that this time. But anyway, I think it has more to do with the thickness and the quality of the boards that are there and treating them, and also the pitch is a problem. Now, when you're at the front porch and you're walking into the door, is the floor right there? Like, do you just have a slight step up to go into the house?
Yeah, about a maybe 3-inch, 4-inch step up into the house.
Yeah. Okay. If we're going to replace this again, I would love to get just a little more pitch on this floor. Okay?
Okay.
And I mean just a little bit more. So if you're going to take all this up again, or someone's going to do this,
right,
on top of each one of those joists, okay, because they're running, those joists are running parallel with the front plane of the house, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So now some good carpenter is going to say, all right, I'm going to put a furring strip on. And let me ask you one more question on this. I'm just trying to paint the picture here in my head. That porch from the front door to the steps is how deep?
Probably about 10 feet deep.
All right. So You're going to take and add a half of an inch of a furring strip on the joist right there against the house, and they're going to reduce that down. They're going to reduce that down so we get a half inch pitch. So
okay,
Now instead of 3 inches, it's going to be 2.5 inches to go into the house, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Then what I would want you to do is, What you're going to buy is, you know, a 3/4 inch tongue and groove Doug fir flooring. All right.
Okay.
And how do you treat this now? Do you stain it? Do you paint it? What do you do?
We certainly paint the top all the time. This last time we also painted the bottom of the boards, the decking before it went in.
Okay.
It hasn't been repainted, but,
okay,
it was painted with a...
So what I'd like you to do is possibly talk to a lumberyard or somebody. Instead of buying the standard Doug fir that's 3/4 inch thick, see if you can talk to a mill shop that can build you a board that's a full 1 inch thick.
Ah, okay.
It's a small job, but it can be done, right? And I want those boards pre-primed before they go in. So they're going to get an exterior primer on them that's going to go on all four sides of the board, the groove, the tongue, the top, the bottom. All that's going to be pre-primed. Then your contractor's going to install them, okay, nailing them all in there, doing all their good stuff after we do the little furring strip, the whole 9 yards. Then once it settles, I want it to sit there and dry. And a week or two later, you're going to put some kind of really good floor and porch paint on there that's going to dig in and hold on. If it were me, I would use, you could use a waterborne floor and porch paint, okay, because trees like water. And you're going to take that water and you're going to let it soak. You're going to thin the first layer with a little bit more water so it soaks in.
Okay.
And lightly sand it, and then put another full coat over the top of that. And hopefully this is the last time you're ever going to have to do this.
Yeah, fingers crossed on that. Thanks so much.
You got it, Jeff. I appreciate you calling this morning. It's 47 past the hour. You know, homeowners often say their basement only leaks when it rains. Well, you don't worry about your living room getting wet, do you? Then why should you worry about your basement? PermaSeal believes that your basement should be dry all the time, no matter how hard it rains. That's right. You can have a permanently dry basement. Give PermaSeal a call today, 800-421-SEAL. They offer a free estimate and transferable warranties, so you can rest assured you're getting the best value. Back in 1979, Roy Spencer started PermaSeal, and it's still a local Chicagoland business whose purpose is to make the world a better place, one basement or crawl space at a time. Your basement is already dry some of the time, but if you want your basement to be dry all of the time, you know who to call. PermaSeal, 800-421-SEAL. That's 800-421-7325. Or go to permaseal.net. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Come on, wake up. The weekend is here. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGS.
But I feel better when I'm dancing. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back. 51 past the hour. The Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. John Williams coming up after 10 o'clock this morning. One of my favorite shows on WGN Radio is the John Williams Experience, and our daughter Mallory, who goes to school at the University of Denver, loves the Mincing Rascals, loves it. So she's a huge fan, and you should subscribe to the Mincing Rascals as well. It's a great conversation that John has every week with Eric Zorn, Steve Bertrand, Kristen McQueary, Scott Stantis as well, and John bringing their points of view to different topics. It's really, really fun and interesting to listen to. I think you should subscribe for sure. Let's go back to the phone lines right now. Jim is in Clarendon Hills. Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Quick question for you. I'd appreciate you taking my call. 66-year-old house. The original homeowner, when the house was actually built, had a basement entrance, so you could be doing work outside, come into the basement, and enter into kind of the laundry area. But at some point, okay, prior to me owning the home, which has now been over 20 years, there was a handicapped relative, I think, that moved in. And what they wound up doing is basically concreting over that basement walkway entrance. So now what I have is almost like, if you will, kind of a separate wine cellar, a cavity, if you will, that's been concreted over, but yet it's hollow, if you will. And it would technically be outside the foundation of the house. There's actually...
Oh, so you still have an opening or a doorway that you can access this space?
Yeah, there's a doorway there.
So they took the staircase out?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But as a result, you know, over the years, now I'm getting more moisture, heavy rain. I'll get some water in there. There is a drain in there. But I'd like to try and resolve this thing, because like one of your previous homeowners, at some point I'm going to sell it. And I probably, in buying the place years ago, that would have been one of the things that I should have insisted upon, because it basically does no good. I mean, it's a stairway that doesn't go anywhere anymore. So what are your thoughts
on... It's like a Led Zeppelin song.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, back in the day, what you have basically is a little cantina, right? If you were going to start, like, doing some canning and everything, you could put all your peaches and your blueberries down there, which would be perfect.
Right.
Here's the issue you're going to have with this, Jim. It's hardly an easy answer, but you essentially have three foundation walls that are outside, almost like a little room addition, and there's concrete over the top. And then on top of that is dirt?
No, on top of that is a brick patio, actually.
Oh, okay. So you're getting all that moisture and water in there.
Yeah.
Right, right. So, I mean, you really have no way to vent it, right? Because you got a brick patio over the top of it and a concrete top. Go ahead.
I'm with you.
Okay. So, I mean, trying to control that moisture, I mean, if you put some drain tile in there and connected to some kind of sump pump, I suppose you could try and manage the water, but that's not going to help you from the excessive buildup of moisture in there. Now, the other thing that you could do is take the doorway out. You could fill the foundation in and just, I mean, now you've got this cavity in there.
Gravel.
What?
Right. Gravel, fill,
right.
and then cement block.
Put a correct. Cement block it. You still may get a little moisture in there, but there might be a way to do a little drain tile there and eliminate it. I would, when you go to sell, though, I would definitely make sure that you are informing your seller of this, because this would be kind of like something you would definitely want to disclose, but say, hey, I had this wall put in there. We did some waterproofing. We manage all this, and we close it off. It was just a dead space, and so that's what we did, and that's, you know, I'm being upfront with you. That's what's there. That way you could probably manage that water a little bit, but you probably need to address that excessive moisture buildup in there. I'm worried about a buildup of mildew and mold. It's something that I think that maybe it's worth a conversation with PermaSeal to have a consultant come out there and take a look at, just to make sure that when you're covering it all up, it might be a way that you encapsulate it with what they use, their encapsulation system, and then vent it out properly, and that way you're doing everything the right way. That actually, now that I'm thinking about it, that's what I want you to do. I don't want you to close it up. I want you to encapsulate it and have them come out and do that. That'll be your better way to go long-term, especially for when it goes to sell. Appreciate the phone call. 56 past the hour. Spring is here. It's time to freshen up your home. Start by getting your carpets cleaned. Go with Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. They're the best value in town. Executive Green's unique process leaves your carpet cleaner, softer, and drier. They use ultra-purified deionized water with a safe, detergent-free pre-spray. It's all Green Seal certified. Your carpets will look brighter and stay cleaner longer. How about this? You can get 3 rooms cleaned for just $139. Amazing. Call 708-599-5151. 708-599-5151. Or schedule online at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. We ran out of time. That was our last caller this morning. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks, Cassara, for producing this morning. Ferguson, for pushing all of the buttons. And Domati and Joe for news and sports. I hope you all have a wonderful Easter, and thank you so much for listening.